This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says there may never be a silver bullet to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says there are a number of vaccines in phase 3 clinical trials, but he said an easy cure. Tedros urged all countries and individuals to take all of the preventive measures possible: testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Worldwide, the total number of cases has surpassed 18 million, according to the Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that will include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was widespread in rural areas of the country and in cities. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Dr. Deborah Burke said yesterday widespread infection in rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. The president's accusing Burks of making the comment in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told ABC's This Week she's lost confidence in Burks because the president who appointed her has been spreading disinformation about the virus. The president tweets Burks took the bait, calling her response to Pelosi pathetic. Burks told CNN her comments are driven by data, and she'd stake her 40-year career on using data to implement programs to save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. A U.S.-funded global internet freedom group says it has had to sharply curtail its work in a new funding dispute with the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Laura Cunningham, the acting chief executive of the Washington-based Open Technology Fund, wrote an email to the USAGM last week accusing the agency and its leader, Michael Pack, of withholding $20 million in congressional-approved funds intended to promote internet access throughout the world, especially in such authoritarian countries as China and Iran. A spokesman for USAGM says advancing internet freedom and protecting the safety of journalists and activists are among USGM's highest. President Trump has signed an order requiring federal agencies to prove they are not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. President Trump says he will ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless U.S. company Microsoft acquires it before then. In a statement, Microsoft confirms its CEO has met with Mr. Trump and is committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it has proposed four key Boeing 737 MAX design and operating changes to address safety issues seen in two fatal crashes that led to the plane's grounding in March 2019. AP's Ed Gracia reports.
After an 18-month investigation, the Federal Aviation Administration proposes several design changes for the Boeing 737 MAX jet before it can fly again. The 737 MAX jets were grounded worldwide 2019 after a 2018 crash in Indonesia and a 2019 crash in Ethiopia, which killed 346 people. The FAA proposes software changes to the MCAS flight control system that was implicated in the crashes. The agency also wants to require a warning light to pilots that wasn't working on the planes that crashed. I'm Mike Gracia.
Taylor Swift has earned her seventh number one album with Folklore. AP Music correspondent Margie Saraletta reports.
Swift's Folklore album has been out a week, and Billboard magazine reports it's already the top-selling album of this year. It moved 846,000 units in its first week of release, according to Nielsen Music. Folklore is not even out on CD until Friday. Swift is the first artist to have seven albums sell at least a half a million units in a single week. Part of the secret of Folklore's success is that fans who bought Swift merchandise got a digital version of the album, which counts as a sale. I'm Archie Zaraletta.